Now, the Leave Insurgers are counting down the days till they can bin the books and step into their newfound freedom. Many will be heading off on the traditional, now traditional, Leave Insert holiday. All's booked now, of course, but it's important to prepare them in advance and prepare you as well as parents. I'm one of those parents, and so too is Jen Hogan, Irish Times journalist. But Jen has the advantage. She's on her third Leave Insert holiday person. Good afternoon, Jen.
Good afternoon, Ray.
Yeah,
how are you?
Yeah, so you've lived experience.
I have lived which, to tell the tale.
Which gives you expertise. That's why we have you here.
That's it.
Yeah, yeah. Can you remember when the first one was introduced, the Leave Insert holiday? It wasn't there in your day or my day.
No, it wasn't there. And I just kind of wondered, what fresh hell is this? She starts talking about Leave Insert holidays. I literally buried my head in the sand. I did not want to know. I mean, she was adamant she was going to go. In fairness to her, she worked all the previous summer to try and get the money together. And she was doing all the organising because I was in complete
denial.
And this
is your eldest?
This is my eldest.
So how many years ago was that then?
She is 24 now. So she was young in school. So she just turned 18 during the junior. So it's gone back 6 years then, yeah.
And where did she go?
Where did she went to Magaluf.
Yes.
Even the name. Like, it was just the total panic when she was heading. And I really was. I mean, it was the most stressful period because I don't think I slept the entire time she was away. The fear of something happening. And it was, I suppose, as it will be this time as well, and it's the same for a lot of parents, it was that first time that she was away somewhere foreign without another adult responsible for her.
Her first independent
her
holiday.
First, so even if people go away in TY, they have a teacher or they have there are other grown-ups there looking out for them. And even though, in theory, they're grown-ups going on their Leave Insert holidays, it's a totally different thing when there's nobody, when they're responsible
and
for
And unfortunately,
themselves.
Just like when you said Magaluf there, immediately people go to hedonistic, drunken all-nighters. That's where you go, don't they? That's in your head.
Yeah. And it's that fear of, oh my God, what's going to happen? What's she going to come across? Will she be part of it? Like, will she come back a different person altogether because of what she's been through?
So that was your first then. At the time, did you insist on anything? Were there any rules around it, or can you?
Yeah, I mean, again, it all happens at the same stage, really, for you, doesn't it? You've got an adult child. It's that whole transition from being a parent of a dependent child to a parent of an adult child, and there's only so much you can insist on. But I would think a lot of the rules were the same. But there were, when I say rules, there were requests, I suppose, more than rules,
which were
things like checking in with me every day. And I mean, that's a big thing to ask someone because you know you're an adult. But just for my sanity, for my peace of mind, just to humour me, please, will you just check in with me every day? And that wasn't even an issue for her. She was very okay about that. A text. Some days she called just to say hi, or she might even video call just to say hi. But it was a text was enough. Just something to let me know she was okay. And she was fine. I know some parents quite like to track their children, and they do it even while they're younger kids and teenagers. I've never been a big fan of the tracking. I think you're overstepping the mark a little bit, particularly when they're adults, if you're looking to track
your children. I know some people who want to go to the same place as their kids, but be sort of 20 miles down the road. Is that advisable, do you think?
I mean, I can see why people do it. And that conversation has come up, all right. Even we were talking to some of the parents going this year, and there is one parent we were chatting, she goes, I can't promise I won't turn up in that location. So you can kind of, you can see the attraction. But even the tracking, as I was saying, it's not that I wanted to track her or that I even am advocating tracking, but there's a comfort for some parents in asking, would you turn it on in case there was an emergency?
So it's rites of passage.
Yeah.
Now, they may have been to a festival, but that might have been an overnight or whatever. So now they're a week away in a foreign country, and certain things, I suppose, are expected of the holiday from their point of view, and that scares the living daylights out of you.
Yep.
So do you, like, they're 18, so you've had the chats probably about drink and sex and all that previously.
Yeah.
Do you change that chat, or do you focus it for the holiday?
I think you have to be a bit realistic, don't you? They're going out, and drink at the very least is going to play a role, even if it's not your own child. Their circle of friends, the people that they're with, drink is going to play a role. And it's going to be different because they're going to have different freedoms. They don't have to go home and answer to their parents. They won't have that sense of responsibility that, oh my God, she'll go mad. He'll go mad if I come home and I'm like this. So they don't have that. They're in a place where perhaps the drinks are different, where the measures are different, where the sun is shining, where they're with all their friends and all their peers, and there's all that excitement, and there's all that tension that there had been for the Leaving Cert, and now it's the big blowout, and we've managed to, we've put it behind us, and we're done with school. And all of that kind of creates that perfect potential storm. So it's, I do think you do have to have the same conversations that you had before for their safety. It's just, it's a different way that you have to have it. Again, you're going back to them being adults. It's sitting down, talking about the things that you might not want to talk about, the things like sex and drink and drugs and all those sort of things, but having those conversations with them in an open way that doesn't ruin their fun. Because if you're seen as a buzzkill, you can forget about it. They're not going to want to know, you know, if you're just coming along with all the negatives. And
so let's get into specifics then. Say drink's been spiked.
Yeah. And that, you know, something that's funny, because it's always the parents of girls who worry about this. And I even think, this time it's a son who's going out to do his leave or going out to do the go on the leaving cert holiday. And I had really different worries with my daughter going to my boys going.
Go on, articulate those.
Well, you're always afraid of your daughter being sexually assaulted or attacked or her drink spiked. All those things can happen to lads too. But you tend to be much more afraid of them getting involved in a fight or doing something stupid like jumping from a balcony or taking a risk that you might presume a girl won't, and maybe getting caught up in a little bit of male bravado and all that sort of stuff. So we have such different worries, but yet they exist for both sexes anyway. So I'm not sure we should get overly focused on that. But the spiking of drinks is a big one for both of them, because you've got sexual assault and robbery. You've got all those different things to worry about, and talking to them about protecting their drinks in the same way you'd probably have those conversations at home. But again, they're out with a load of other young people and they may perhaps be a bit more easily distracted. Yes. Reminding them to watch their drinks. If in doubt, throw it out. You know, never, ever go back to a drink that you haven't supervised. And it's not that you want to be catastrophic or you want to frighten the bejesus out of them, but it's about trying to remind them to be cautious and to be careful, because what you want is them coming home from this holiday and it being one of the best experiences of their life.
And there's safety in numbers.
Group,
stay in the group.
And that's, we were only having this chat actually yesterday, because himself is on the countdown now. He cannot wait.
So just to remind listeners, so your third eldest
his leaving cert holiday, and he's currently in the middle of the leaving cert, and he was just chatting away about going off, and he even asked me something like that, and he said, what if I'm out and, you know, some people want to go home, like, do I go home, do I stay out? And that's a real thing, isn't it? What do you do if you're having the crack? Do you leave or do you keep everybody out? And there's going to be differences in views when they're all out, and some of them will want to stay out longer than some of them won't. It's just about making sure that you're always with some of your friends and that nobody gets left alone. So if someone isn't feeling well and needs to leave or wants to go home, that you go with them, that you're aware of what's going on with your mates. Like, it's really important to look out for each other, because you don't have that adult looking out for you now, really. And even knowing that if one of your friends is in trouble, or even if you're concerned about something that maybe they've done or that's happening to them, to stay with them and to let you know, or to let their parents know. Even over the course of it, I think young people have done stupid things since the dawn of time. It goes with the territory. But what you need to do is create this situation that they can still come to you if they have, and they can still contact you while you're away.
What chats do you have around contraception?
Yeah, that's always a really uncomfortable one, isn't it? Like, they don't want to talk to me about it any more than I really want to talk to them. But
maybe that's a good opener.
Yeah. So if everybody's sitting there squirming, at least we're all on the same page. But you do, like, there's a load of lads, a load of girls, a lot of young people all going to be away together. You have to have those conversations about safe sex, and even maybe providing some condoms, talking to them about consent. Like, that's all of that stuff can become really blurry when alcohol is involved, worse, or drugs or anything like that. So you need to talk about those things. You need to talk to them about, you know, again, you're not trying to ruin their holiday, but you're trying to remind them of the fact that, you know, all the same rules apply about safe sex and consent and stuff, and that everything they do in their way, whether it's sex, whether it's everything else, you're an adult now. You have to behave like an adult, you're an adult with adult consequences, and that even, you know, if you're doing, we're talking about brawls and stuff, you're in a different situation now, and school can kind of infantilize them sometimes a little bit, even if it's not intentionally. Just the fact that you're still living in school, you've got all these rules. There's again grown-ups telling you what to do and when to do it, and all of a sudden you have this freedom. So you can't avoid the awkward conversations. You do have to sit down and talk about it.
You'd prefer if it was sort of weaned off that into something else, as opposed to this second week
pushing them off the edge. Off you go there now, love, fly.
So we've 30 seconds, so you're on your third. What have you learned from the other two? What are the just key takeaways from Jen Hogan, mother of seven?
Key takeaways is that it's going to be a stressful week for parents. Okay. So get over it. Get support from other parents who are going through the same thing. Talk to them. You might even get feedback with their friends, parents of their friends. You might hear back from them. What are they up to? What are they doing? Have the conversation with your kids. Keep the lines of communication open so that if something goes wrong, they can still talk to you. I'd send loads of sun cream. Make sure you
sun cream.
Don't forget the basics. Things like that still matter.
Protection of all sorts.
There. Protection of every type.
Thanks very much, Jen Hogan.
Thank you.
Thank you. And good luck to your son. And I hope he enjoys the holiday.
Likewise.
Cormac and Sarah on Drive Time. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday evening.
The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.